This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. It's 1 year today since Malaysia's historic 14th general elections, where for the first time we saw a new party, the Pakatan Harapan, come into power. So a documentary film called M for Malaysia attempts to capture this watershed moment in Malaysian politics by following our current Prime Minister, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, on the campaign trail as he was leading up to the elections.
Hari ini yang sebenarnya rakyat tersiksa hidup.
Kerosakan negara. Teruk.
Rasuah ni lah yang merosakkan negara kita sebenarnya.
There should be a change.
We need a change.
This is a country where the median age is 26. You choose as your designate premier a man who's in his 90s. It was like, oh my God, what's going on?
That they would accept me is as clear as my accepting them.
We're talking about the worst rivalry that we have ever seen in our history.
He is offering Malaysians a chance to right what was wrong.
Ready?
Able and willing.
The documentary also, however, does have a deeply personal connection. And joining me today to tell us more are its directors, Ineza Rusil and Diane Lee. Thank you for joining me.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So the documentary is called M for Malaysia. Mm-hmm. What is it about?
Well, it's really about that historical election that we had a year ago. I think it's easier to explain how we came about this project.
Well, that was going to be my next question, yeah. So might as well.
So it really started with Diane. She called up my mom, before.
I was just asking, I hope someone is following him with a camera because he's not coming back in GE15 and we need to document his efforts.
This is Tun Mahathir, of course.
This is Tun Mahathir, mm-hmm. Yes. And then I was really surprised that there was no one following him. And I was like, okay, can we put together someone and follow him around and figure out what to do with all these footages after? So then I think we started shooting on the 26th of... I had this conversation with Marina on the 24th. And then on the 26th, we started following him. And
it was 26th of April.
26th of April. Yeah. And so at the end of the day, we have 90 hours of footages. And then he won the election. And we're like, okay, what do we do with all this historic footages?
Yeah. After that night, it was suddenly like, oh my God, everything we have is so precious and important.
So I guess to give some context,
yes.
When you said Marina, it's actually
yes.
Marina Mahathir,
yes.
who
yes.
is sorry. Tun Mahathir's daughter.
Yes.
And Ineza.
And my mom.
And your mom, yes.
Yes.
So Ineza.
Okay, I will name the person and carry on. So,
So mom called Diane and then they set up a crew and then she called me and she was like, do you want to... Well, initially, mum was following the crew and asking the questions and things like that.
And then she started campaigning.
She got really busy and was doing, traumas every night. So she called me and was like, we need someone who can sit in the car with him, sit in the plane with him, hold a camera and talk to him and do all this stuff.
Yeah. So actually, that's an internal joke. I call myself the accidental director, and she was
the reluctant director
because she was quite she didn't
I was
really
super
want,
reluctant.
Yeah,
I
was she was super reluctant.
So you
to follow
are
the campaign.
You are a documentary filmmaker.
Yeah,
though,
yeah.
But the reluctance is actually in making this film.
Yeah, right. I felt I was too close. As family, I was too close. Also, I didn't want to be that close to the political machine of the campaign and not have and kind of lose objectivity in that sense. And yeah, it was just kind of so many conflicting feelings in my head. So I told my mom, I'll try a couple of days. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
And then
on the first day she came, it was like
after the first day was Putrajaya, I think, the massive rally at Putrajaya. And I was just like, oh my God, like,
I'm
I have to do this.
I have to, she has to do this.
Yeah. Also, there's not a lot of people that can, that has the access and can hold a camera and talk to him. And I just knew it was important to do. So, yeah.
Right. Well, we will, I think, get back to talk about this idea of being too close and you know, objectivity and stuff like that.
Sure.
But perhaps before we get there, I do want to know, so the documentary itself, it documents those, I suppose, slightly more than 2 weeks before the elections.
Yeah.
So what do we see in the documentary?
Well, so like the first... I mean, I think the main theme that we really kind of put the narrative around in the doco was reconciliation, right? Because that was a huge theme for Pakatan Harapan.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of frames the whole doco, I think. So the first act, we kind of look back before the elections and kind of give a bit of the backstory of really what's all their baggage, right? And they have a lot of baggage, all these people in Pakatan Harapan, right? So we wanted to explain that baggage a little bit and then kind of see how they came together in the end. So that's kind of act two. And then from there, we hit the campaign and it's just bang, 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 bang from then on, yeah.
Mm. And Diane, you know, you're actually not a stranger to this scene either. So to give some context to your connection, your father is Tan Sri Lee Kim Yew, a close supporter, a long-time supporter of Tun Mahathir. What was it like for you? What drew you to wanting to work on this project?
So even though, you know, that yes, they are friends and, you know, I grew up seeing Tun. But to be honest, it was very conflicting for me too, because I don't agree with my father's view. Like, I think we have very different political views. And I think GE14 is something that we sort of, you know, somewhat on the same page. Because I just thought, you know, it's time for Malaysia for a change. I think we all... think, you know, we really need a two-party system in order for democracy to work. So I remember, you know, my family saw Tun last year for Chinese New Year for lunch, and he was telling us how he was selected as the leader of the opposition to run in GE14. And to be honest, at that point, there was still like this disbelief, like, he's 92. Is there really no one else? Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. And then...
Echoing many other
people. Yeah, yeah, right. But we need this change. And so leading up to the election, I was just, you know, on Facebook, reading the comments and realizing that, hey, you know what? Actually, with him... there is a chance, right? Because if anyone can do this, it will be him. And then you could see, like, you could feel the ground, sort of the movement of the ground. Mm. Then I realized, you know what, it's really important to preserve him for the next election, right? Because not thinking that we are going to win, because it's a long shot. We've never done it for 61 years. So that was really how this thing came about. And so I sort of went in recording the campaign being sort of cautious and, you know, trying to document everything from a very sort of... So I was very... I tried to be as neutral as possible. Like, you know, I wasn't wearing like Pakatan Harapan caps and T-shirts, yeah. And the color. And I just wanted to be there simply as an observer to document this and see how this turns out. And you know what? He actually surprised me. I think my viewpoint of him sort of changed after following him for 2 weeks, because he's actually quite a normal person. You know, and
Ines
is
obviously laughing.
Yeah, he's got amazing sense of humor. Like, he makes fun of everything, and he's got a really, really soft heart. So I think that 2 weeks kind of changed my perspective on him as well.
Hmm. And how's it like for you, Ineza, in terms of this idea of not quite agreeing politically. You've been, you know, since you've started doing some publicity for this film in particular, you have spoken about how you haven't necessarily seen eye to eye with your granddad in terms of politics. So was that part of what made you reluctant to take on this project initially? And I guess that the related question would be, what then convinced you to come on board?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was definitely part of the reluctance, part of my reluctance to be that close to any particular party, really. I don't really want to be seen as supporting any party. So, that was a huge point of conflict for me. And really, I think, yeah, like what Dianne said, once we got on the ground, I mean, yeah, I had all these issues in my head about him being PM candidate and all that also, right? And but then once we got down to the ground, it was just like the support for him was insane. It was incredible. It really shocked me. And I was like, oh my God, he might actually be able to do this. Like, and it was just, I just wanted to be along for the ride from then on, you know? And also as a documentarian, I knew it was an incredibly important moment in history for us to document. And it just, someone needed to do it, lah. And it was us.
Yeah.
We do need to take a break.
Sure.
But when we come back, I would like to hear more about what the experience of making this documentary was like for the both of you. We will hear more from directors Ineza Rusir and Dianne Lee about M for Malaysia, a documentary film on the days leading up to last year's historic general elections. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. It is the first anniversary of the historic 14th general elections for Malaysia, and I'm speaking to Ineza Rusir and Dianne Lee. They are the directors of M for Malaysia, a documentary that followed Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad on the campaign trail leading up to those elections. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about sort of your personal, I guess, relationships with the people in the documentary. But let's sort of expand that a little bit and talk about the documentary itself. One of the things that I think you've said about the film is that it's sort of a combination of these events of, or rather images that are of national importance, you know, rallies, but also sort of very intimate moments of Tun Mahathir, who was viewed in many ways as a pivotal figure in those elections. So, you know, what will we as viewers see? What is the experience of watching the film?
Well, I think it's a... yeah, exactly like you mentioned, it's a bit of both. It's a bit of the campaigning, the, you know, the rallies and all, and the madness. I think what I really wanted to hopefully get the audience to feel is how I felt, literally, like, behind him, amongst, like, thousands of people, and how overwhelming that was sometimes. I hope we've managed to capture that kind of feeling in the documentary. But also the behind-the-scenes stuff,
Because I think a lot of people, like, on during May 9, right, all people saw was what was on Facebook and the charamas, but not was what was actually happening on the ground, the meetings, the what was in the war room that night. And also, I think we also, for Act 1, we actually spent some time to just put everything into context. Why did it make it so meaningful for this coalition to come together? Because they were enemies, you know.
Exactly.
They were enemies for many, many, many years. You know, people went to jail. That's baggage. There is hurt. And for them to put everything aside to come together, I think that is something that needs to be talked about, right? Because it didn't just, like, May 9 didn't just happen. May 9 took years of planning, you know, as people. And it's not just the politician. I think the real heroes are the people of Malaysia, right? We were organizing ourselves to go home. We were helping one another to go home. So all this, I think it's sort of documented. You know, one thing I learned being a first-time filmmaker, one of the hardest and most painful thing is to being able to let go, because I kind of want to put everything into this 92 minutes. But it's so hard. You really have to sort of pick and choose. And that was the hardest bit for me. Yeah,
it's such a huge story.
Yeah,
right?
It's such a like, huge story.
Where like, do we start? We
can like go the all Malaysia the way back version to Madeka. Of Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so there like, were Game of Thrones memes.
Yeah, exactly.
So we sort of touched on some of that a little bit, you know, and to me, I mean, to both me and Ineza, May 9 was incredible, right? And being on the ground and witness the rallies, witness the people coming out. I mean, I was really, really deeply moved. I mean, I still get goosebumps when I talk about it, you know, and every time, you know, someone tell me, are you going to make another film? And I'm like, I'm not sure because, you know, you have to watch, you have to be able to watch the film that you're making like a million times. But, you know, this is something that, you know, every time I watch it, I still get goosebumps and it moves me because I'm just like, you know, I'm so proud of the people of Malaysia.
Mm. So was the process of working on the film for the both of you also a process of changing your own thoughts and your own ideas or opinions that you may have previously had?
Well, for me, I don't think it was a conscious changing. I think after, because like after the elections, we sat down and we interviewed like over 20 people, politicians, civil society people, just regular folk. And just kind of seeing the story build, right? And crafting the story and then thinking back to like how I felt before the elections and how far we've all come. It was quite incredible. I didn't know how else to put it. It's like,
I think with documentary filmmaking too, there's really no sort of script, you know. I think for us, we really, you know, we went through, I don't know, thousands of
edits.
Footages, edits, and, you know, but from day one, we sort of have a structure in place that we knew that we wanted to touch on reconciliation and then hope.
And ultimately, I think we want it to be a reminder to Malaysians, but also to the government of what it took for us to get there to May 9th, you know?
I think it's really important that we have to remember because, you know, it is a very significant date in our history, and I hope, you know, younger generation, when they watch this, they will know how important is how important their vote is, right? And
And that it's something we can all be proud of, really.
Yeah, right. Well, that process of remembering, of course, you know, and Diane, you mentioned this earlier as well, that you had to set the context, I suppose, you know, why this is such a big deal. The fact that Tun Mahathir and Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim were actually standing side by side. Now, obviously for you, Ineza, being Tun Mahathir's granddaughter, this was something that you had previously had a personal experience of. How does that figure into now approaching it as a filmmaker? How do you draw that line, I suppose? Is there a line?
No. I mean, there is a line. There's absolutely a line. But I think from the get-go, we knew that we had to be just as honest as possible, especially considering who I am and the fact that I'm making this film. It was important for me to, if I'm going to put my voice in this film, it has to be honest and true. And because that's what's going to make it good and real, right? I can't fake it. It was just, I didn't know, that wasn't really a choice for me. It was just, I have to be truthful about this.
And did you guys have, you know, discussions or conversations about things like objectivity? And how? What were some of the issues or challenges that you grappled with in this process?
I think the number one thing that we spoke about was we did not want this to be a propaganda film, right? I think that was the first thing, right? This is not a propaganda film for Pakatan Harapan or Tun Mahathir. This is about Malaysia. So that was the first conversation we sort of agreed on. And then, and then we just, interviewed a whole bunch of... That took a while, too. That's why this people are asking, oh, how come it took so long for a documentary to come out? Like, these people have no idea what it takes to make a documentary, because we've been really... This project has literally, you know, take on a whole year of my life. Mm. And we've been working almost nonstop to put this together as quickly as we can. And... But I have to say, you know, this we couldn't have done it without our amazing team. We actually have an amazing team of editors and creative producer Ruby and sort of our researchers who help us put this whole thing together so quickly.
Mm-hmm. And I think everyone kind of put their hat in the ring, and and everyone had came from different places, right? Some people were like super Tun M fan, some people were really not. So I think that helped balance kind of crafting the story along. Yeah.
Has it been challenging post-announcing and now doing, I suppose, press rounds? I mean, I'm asking you about it right now. It's obviously something that can't be avoided. Yeah. Has that been challenging?
Yes.
Yeah, but I always tell Inessa, we have each other. We're doing it together, sure. So it's not as it's not as scary. I mean, it is really scary because I'm sort of putting myself so close, right? I am a businesswoman, and it's completely out of my comfort zone. This is not something I envisioned. This really wasn't planned. I didn't envision myself to be making a political documentary. But I just, you know, I just feel like Malaysians need this. We need this. You know, someone needs to make this happen, because, you know, to remember and to remind everyone that, you know, we need democracy at work.
Mm. And is that the ultimate story or message that you hope to get across? That
absolutely.
You've mentioned several times that, you know, you want it to be about the people and this achievement that we've made. Obviously, then when you focus on one person, how do you then also tell the story of, you know, the all the thousands and millions of other people?
Well, you have to watch our flow.
I mean, I don't think we can't deny that he is our central character in the film, right? And it's not, I think our film is one narrative of May 9th. We're not pretending to tell the entire story. But nevertheless, I think...
The message that we want to convey is that this is ultimately for the people.
Mm. Yeah, and I hope a lot of Malaysians like see themselves in the film and was like, hey, yeah, I was there, and you know. Also, I hope it does well, just because we don't have a lot of documentaries in this country, and to have one in the cinema, and for people to go watch it in the cinema, I hope will open more doors for other documentaries to come.
I know that it's gotten into two festivals so far. One is the CAM Fest in San Francisco, and the other is Doc Edge in New Zealand.
Yes,
and that will be actually later this month.
Yes.
When will we be seeing it in Malaysia?
Well, we're working on getting a release date at the moment, but we're hoping around Merdeka-ish.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually curious, Inessa, about what Tun M said when you said you were going to work on this documentary.
He didn't... I mean, we definitely didn't want to... you know, work with the government on this. We needed that objectivity. We didn't take any money from the government or anything like that. And he understands that. And he kept his distance for really the whole of the last year. We only had a screening with him a couple of weeks ago where he finally saw the final product. And that was super nerve-wracking. but it was like the most important screening, right? And he really liked it, and I think he was very proud, so okay lah. But I also made it clear that we're past the point of changing anything. You can't tell us to change anything. It's done. So
And where were you guys when the election results were announced last year? Can you recall some of the feelings that you had?
Oh, I wow. hadn't I didn't know.
Okay, you want to go first? Yeah, you
want. Because we were shooting, we were at the hotel with all of PH, and we were shooting, and I didn't. It really, yeah, I didn't have any time to process anything at all that whole campaign. And election day was a really long day. Like, we were flying all over the place and shooting, and I was exhausted. And then by the time, like, I remember after they did the last press conference, I was like 3 a.m. or something like that. And it was done, and my stepdad Tara turned to me and he goes, "Hey, you're the PM's granddaughter again." And my head just blew.
I can imagine. I thought that would.
Oh my God. Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot to process. but also like the most happy, surreal feeling ever, right? I mean, I felt like everyone was on high for a couple of days just after May 9th.
Mm. I have a very personal story. So I was in Langkawi following the crew, and then I flew back to vote, and then on the way to rejoin the crew at Dun's house, I had to call a Grab, and I was talking to the Grab driver, and he asked me, "Who did you vote for?" Right, and I was like, "Oh," I said, "I voted for Pakatan. What about you?" And there was like a 5-minute silence in the car, and then he basically shared that, you know, he didn't think there was a need to change the government, and he's quite happy with the current administration. And so then, you know, having gone through the whole campaign with Dun, you really get really psyched up, right? You're like, okay, this is it. He's, you know, we can do this. And then that car ride there to Tunsa, that 25 minutes, I just felt like, you know what, maybe not this time, right? Because at GE13, I remember how I felt at GE13. Mm. I was heartbroken, right?
Yeah, like most people were, I think.
You know,
yeah.
And then, so GE14, I sort of like I told myself, you know, manage your expectation, you know, this is, it might not happen. And then, so the whole night, I think I just felt everything was surreal. Like, it didn't sink in until maybe 2 days later. I woke up at maybe 5 a.m. and I just couldn't stop crying. My husband thought I was having like some kind of nervous breakdown, but because I was crying at 5 a.m. in bed. But I was just so happy. I was just so happy for Malaysia, you know.
Well, it's been 1 year.
Yeah.
Today's the first anniversary.
Yes.
And so looking back, have some of these thoughts and impressions of that day, you know, have they changed? Have they evolved? A lot of things have happened in this 1 year. Mm-hmm. So what is it like to look back?
I mean, I think it was nice to have those few days of euphoria. Mm-hmm. I think we all deserve that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then we're back to reality, lah. And politics is politics, right? I think, I don't know, it's been a hell of a year already.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've done some things. There's a lot more things they can do. I'm still perpetually worried about my granddad because he's doing 12-hour days every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot more should and can be done.
Mm.
And I think they are trying. I think we need to give them more time. I would say, you know, actually, whenever we are watching, like whenever we're editing and working on a film, and the thought that always pops up in my head, at the back of my head, is, oh, Pakatan, please don't screw up.
Yeah.
Please don't screw up, you know? Like, because we have so much hope. I think we are all so hopeful.
Mm.
And we just want them to do the right thing for the people. And, but I think, you know, I hope this film can be a reminder to them, because if they don't do well, they'll be voted out in GE15.
Mm. And what do you hope that people will take away from the film?
I hope for a minute it takes them back to that euphoric couple of days. I think that's just nice to have that kind of memory, you know? But also that, yeah, we all did this together, you know. It's not about one man. It's really the whole country got 82% voter turnout. It's really something to be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, and not to take it for granted, really. Also a reminder to the government to, I mean, there's a great quote in the film that I don't know if I want to spoil it.
No spoilers. No spoilers.
But it is the anniversary.
Yeah.
Well, no spoilers.
Basically, to
you have to watch the film to like,
have the courage to do what you were voted in for, really, for the government. Mm-hmm. You know, just have that courage to do it.
I think it's really important to keep the conversation going because in GE14, you see like young people, they are being vocal, they turn up at rallies, they show up, right? They make their voices heard. And I think it's really important for especially young people to continue to do that because that's what we need. That is what, you know, democracy is. And people, some people are saying, oh, you know, some people are being so critical of the government. And I think it's important. You know, our voice count, our vote count, and I think I hope this film will inspire people to keep the conversation going, and to realize that you know we are all in this. This is our country. We have to work towards a better Malaysia every day, all of us.
Well said. Thank you so much. I think that's a great note to end on.
Thanks, Shola. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, I've been speaking to directors Ineza Husil and Dian Lee, who made a documentary called M for Malaysia, which captures our current Prime Minister, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, on the days before last year's historic general elections. The documentary will be premiering at the Center for Asian American Media Festival 2019 in San Francisco next week. And it'll also be showing at the Dock Edge Festival in New Zealand later this month. So for more information on the film, you can visit m4malaysia.com. And hopefully we will be seeing the film premiere here in Malaysia later this year. So if you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app, or also on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.